Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all well and coping well, too. Partings are difficult, aren't they? They make us sad. Time and again, during this lockdown, we've heard how absence creates empty spaces in our lives. In this period of social distancing, we've had to learn new ways of relating to one another, just as parents and adult children do. If we can get past the heartache, our relationships can take on rich responsibilities. But it is hard. On Monday, for instance, I spoke to one of my relations who was very anxious because she couldn't simply pop to Sheffield to see for herself that all was well with her children and grandchildren. Video calls are not the same as being with loved ones, are they? So is today's feast a sad one? We come to the parting of the ways for Jesus and his followers. It's been a journey full of anxiety, confusion, fear and uncertainty, but also of transformation, joy and hope, and above all, friendship with Jesus. You might expect some sadness then. However, the apostles display neither dejection nor a sense of abandonment. Quite the contrary, in fact. This feast of the Ascension celebrates not so much a departure as the ushering in of a new way for Jesus to be present to us in every place and at all times, because the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him will be poured out. So the followers of Jesus had to let go, so that he could keep his promise to all future followers. Know that I am with you always. Yes, to the end of time. So where did Jesus go? Well, he didn't depart for a distant star or another place. God is spirit and cannot be located in time or space. Today, St. Paul, writing to the church in Ephesus, tells us that Jesus was taken up into God's very being. He develops this idea in his letter to the Colossians when he says, "He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross." Pope Emeritus Benedict describes the resurrection and ascension of Jesus as an evolutionary leap, because in his completely new way of being, the resurrected Jesus gives us a completely new way of being human. Nevertheless, it's clear that it's possible as a Christian to stand gazing into the sky, being otherworldly, detached from real life. But our faith is not about pie in the sky when you die. We do hope for heaven, but Jesus keeps us firmly in the here and now. The risen Christ commissioned the apostles to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. By means of our baptism, we meet Jesus Christ in word and sacrament. But it goes much further. St. Paul tells us that since we are the church, which is his body, the risen Christ is our head and intimately present to us. So being church is a kind of sacrament, a sacrament of the union between Christ Jesus and the faithful. We're called to open our hearts to the Spirit and become witnesses to Jesus. And again, St. Paul teaches that the church is the fullness of him who fills the whole of creation. What an amazing thought. What huge implications for each of us as those witnesses. During this demanding and uncertain time, we're reminded that the Lord is always with us as he continuously sends us out in his name. How do we, with all our backsliding and shortcomings, constantly and consistently put on Christ? St. Teresa of Avila has this simple encouragement for us. Christ has no body on earth now but yours. Yours are the eyes through which his love will shine. Yours are the feet to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless all people now. This week, let us pray by holding in our hearts the Lord's promise. Know that I am with you always, yes, to the end of time.